When you think of courtrooms, you probably imagine judges sitting behind elevated benches being addressed by suited or robed lawyers. But there is a third largely invisible force present in many courtrooms – volunteers. This week is both National Law Week and National Volunteers Week. And to mark both, RN's Law Report is focusing on those whose unsung, unpaid hard work make our courts more efficient, much safer and far less confusing. Victorian Magistrate Leslie Fleming says they're invaluable.
Often I look around and think, who's going to actually translate what I've just said, hopefully in plain English, to that distraught person? And that's when I look at in the room and I see a court network person there, and I know that they can translate for me and pass on the message. So I feel like I'm handing over to them in a way that is almost intangible.
So when you're addressing somebody who appears before you in court, you're explaining as clearly as you can, but they might really have a blank, somewhat nervous look on their face, and you know in your heart that they're not taking it in.
I think they hear, blah, 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 Scotty. I don't think they hear, if you do this again, if you breach this order, you can go to prison. And that's the most important thing they need to hear. They need to know how important the process is.
Jo Dorrington, you volunteer with Court Network at the Melbourne Magistrates Court. Tell me about somebody that you've helped.
One that really jumps out at me was I approached two Asian people in the foyer, and they'd said to me that they had been summoned to court because they had this whole list of unpaid fines, and they were really agitated because they had paperwork, which they showed me, and they said, look, we sold the car, you know, before any of these fines actually were sent out. And so they had everything there. They went into court. I sat with them because they were quite overwhelmed. And when the magistrate actually asked the man if he had anything he wanted to say, just because his stress and I think the language barrier, he actually just stood up and said, oh, no. And so the magistrate then actually just started to make a judgment on, you know, orders as far as what he was going to have to do as far as paying back all these fines. And I sort of thought, oh, gosh, you know, what am I going to do here? And so I actually just said, oh, excuse me, Your Honour, but I'm really concerned that because of a language barrier, you're not actually being advised of some critical information. I should say, Damien, we don't actually jump up like that on many occasions, but in that situation, you know, I just thought, well, you know, we couldn't let that go.
You saved the day.
Well, I suppose, you know, it was cleared up. But the thing is, yeah, I mean, this gentleman would have gone home, probably spoken to his family or the kids that were English speaking, and it probably would have had to come back to court. So, you know, that was good. That was a good outcome.
Great story. Court Network volunteer Jo Dorrington and before her Magistrate Leslie Fleming speaking there to Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about volunteers in our courts and in our justice system with Damien at 5:30 this afternoon on The Law Report.